This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too.
Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train. And welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoyne. A couple of quick business items I want to get to before we get to our Patriot tight or Hall of Fame ideas. Bomarito sponsors the show content of this program. If you get a chance, go to the Bomarito Automotive Family website, bomarito.com, and you can go through their inventory, find out where their 20 new car locations are, where their 9 pre-owned car locations are, and see if they don't have the right deal for you. The Bomarito Automotive Family, they sell more cars than any dealership, and they've done it for 10 straight years. All right, so Patriots going to the Hall of Fame. So Brady, Belichick, and Robert Kraft. Adam Vinatieri, who's with the Colts, he'll go in. Now, Gronk is interesting because he does have 5 Pro Bowls, and he does have 79 touchdowns, but he only has like 500 catches. And in this era, that's really, really low because he's missed so much time. But when I think Gronk, I do think Hall of Fame, although it may not be right away.
It's interesting because my blink on him is he's not a Hall of Famer. Really good player, yeah. Just not enough there. My gut on him would be no. Richard Seymour is a finalist this year in that group of 15. He doesn't feel like a Hall of Famer to me, and I could be wrong.
He went to 5 Pro Bowls.
Randy Moss doesn't count because he was there for a couple years.
Ty Law may eventually get in because he was one of the best corners of his generation. But that's not many.
There's a lot of players they've had, like the Teddy Bruschis, who are good players, who are just not Hall of Famer.
They have
a
couple
players.
Offensive linemen that might go in, correct?
I'm not really sure. No.
Running backs, no.
Vince Wilfork has a chance.
The big guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but here's the thing with Gronk, is that 79 touchdowns. Only Gates and Gonzalez have more. And then you factor in all those Super Bowls.
Yeah, the resume is going to be pretty glitzy. My gut says he's not a Hall of Fame.
Just because he's missed so much time?
Yeah.
And he's been ineffective like the last couple of years of his career.
And the team kind of continued the role without him. I'm not saying he's a system guy. He is very talented, but it doesn't seem like they lose a step. You know, you lose that threat in the red zone, but for the most part, the Patriots have done fine without him. That obviously takes a shot as well. I just don't see him as a Hall of Famer just for the receptions. I think if you don't have that.
Sustained greatness is kind of what you're thinking with a Hall of Famer, and he just doesn't feel like he was good at times. He's very good at times. I just don't see it, which is a further argument for Belichick that you haven't just been surrounded by Hall of Fame players. You haven't just been loaded on the roster, which is also your fault that you haven't had better players. I really think they like guys that they can just plug in, like Amendola's of the world, Wes Welker's of the world. They love those kind of guys.
Yeah, it's amazing that one franchise has had so many
gritty,
similar types of
white,
oh my gosh.
Gritty, gutty. They've stolen the Cardinals' MO, okay? They've got the Bohearts of the Amendola.
But they're
Wes
really
Welker.
Good players.
They are very good players.
I mean, you could almost, Wes Welker has a pretty good resume, probably not Hall of Fame, but he's up there with 800, 900
Former
catches.
Ram.
Yeah, that's right.
Finished the career in 2015.
Remember when I asked him that question? I basically said to him, why? Why would you want to come back? Yes, he was. Yeah, he was. But, I mean, the obvious question, as soon as he arrived at Rams Park when he joined one of the worst franchises in pro sports after doing all that winning and he was like 34 years old and he'd already caught, you know, he caught 900 balls. 900 balls. And he joined
the
–
Is he a Hall of Famer?
I'll
tell
you.
Probably not.
5 Pro Bowls, 900 balls, 10,000 receiving yards. But the yards per reception is only 11.
Ring, Frank. You wanted to get that Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Came here to go 7-9.
And
he couldn't win one with Brady. Yeah. Couldn't win one with Peyton Manning. Thought he'd try with Nick Foles.
And what happened here? Kind of got dinged up again. Yeah. And that last week, we're in Napa. It was just Jim Thomas and myself. And they brought out Wes Welker. We're like, so are you going to keep playing? And he indicated.
He got asked why once again.
He indicated that he would like to keep playing. And we kind of, Jim and I were like, are you sure? Don't do it to yourself. But Welker's one of the great players they've had, right?
How was your time in St. Louis? Everyone asked me why I was doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, have you heard about the Rams? Why'd you come here?
How many people do you think know that Wes Welker actually put on a Rams jersey? You know, besides the four of us right now.
Fisher's probably forgotten. Yeah. I'm kind of forgotten.
He's a coach with the Houston Texans as we speak. Offensive assistant coach. Now, that's another why. He probably made a lot. Why would you want to do that if you made all that money and you're going to work 18 hours a day?
Ooh. Poor Wes Welker. Everybody goes, why are you doing this, dude? Why? How many balls did he catch for the Rams?
13? 13 receptions, 102 yards. No touchdowns.
That ratio of catch per yard.
It's like 13 for 102 was kind of like a day with Tom Brady.
Yep.
Whereas with the Rams, that was eight games.
8 games to get to that.
Have you ever seen Wes's wife? Lovely Les.
Yeah.
Was she at Rams Park?
Ask her why.
Frank, if you have a lovely lass at home, what are you doing lining up and getting your brains beat in a half-filled dome?
I think I did maybe a phrase like that. You have this beautiful wife at home. Why are you? You've had all these concussions. Why would you join a team that's going to go 1-15?
I don't think Frank was there the day Jason Sehorn got picked up from practice by his wife, and we're all standing outside. This SUV pulls up. Jason Sehorn hops in and pulls away, and everybody said, was that Angie Harmon? How many people get picked up from work? We're like, Angie Harmon's just hanging out in Earth City.
That's another career that ended, unfortunately, in St. Louis. Wow, we've ended some careers here.
Why did we ask him?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
That was the last home playoff game in St. Louis. The last home playoff moment in St. Louis.
Now, in Jason's defense, he was joining a good team.
Yes, but Wes that's him no missing case. A tackle.
In my Bob Glauber, Tom Crean match game, Jason Sehorn, Todd Verducci. It's pretty strong.
Well, I could see that. Yeah.
And Verducci's about 20 years older than Sehorn, but the match game works.
Oh, speaking of match games, have you heard about Cindy Crawford being upset because she was confused for Bruce Jenner, who is now...
Oh, Caitlyn?
Caitlyn.
Oh.
It was an internet...
Ooh, that would hurt.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
No offense.
Brian, do you see anything on that?
Caitlyn. I'm not, no.
I saw it on Twitter last night where she was upset because somebody called her Caitlyn Jenner.
This happened in December. Cindy Crawford mortified that she was mistaken for Caitlyn Jenner for Star Magazine. Oof.
That would hurt.
Oh, it's a video. I'm not playing this. You write it.
Where have we gone in this country that one of the most beautiful women in the history of all time is now confused with Caitlyn Jenner?
Who did the confusion?
This happened at the British
Fashion Awards. Was this Jim Thomas at a morning skate? How did this happen?
She was mistaken for Caitlyn Jenner 3 times at the 2018 British Fashion Awards. The supermodel attended the event to support her 17-year-old daughter, who took home the Model of the Year award. Congrats. Quote, people were pointing to her and whispering how nice it was that Kendall Jenner's dad was there, a supposed source said. And several women actually approached Cindy and said, so cool you came, Caitlyn. The alleged insider further contends that Crawford didn't want to act offended, but she was secretly reeling from the comparison.
Caitlyn, you have a word. Like, turn around. That's not Caitlyn.
Oh.
Wow. But I'm glad I could inspire this.
Yeah. It's going to carry into the coveted hour.
Yeah.
Our buddy Pete Ferretti, DeSmet's own Circle 7, from our earlier conversation, said, keep in mind, everyone drinks on Saturday. We were mentioning how the bars were full despite the big snowstorm. Everyone drinks on Saturday.
I had my own. I purchased beer just for the snowstorm, for the purpose of it. So I had mine in the fridge.
795 with a great final thought. Miss Elizabeth, who was Randy Macho Man Savage's trainer, was the hottest woman to ever live. And she was a beautiful lady. Did you ever see pictures of her?
No.
Beautiful. All right, before we get out of here, quick word about Maryville University. Continue to build a more diverse and inclusive campus as a core value of the institution and one of 4 pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Diversity and inclusion are key principles of the learning environment. Go to maryville.edu. What do we have coming up in the coveted hour?
A lot of big breakdown. Chuck Marlowe, fresh off a weekend at the house. He's been storing up hot take after hot take, Frank. A lot to get to next. Stuff we haven't touched just yet on the Midday Grind coming up.